airchecks.com. Saturday night at the movies. It's the Drifters on Audio 79 and your Tom and Paul Collins Show. Hello there. 2 minutes past 12 o'clock. It's hour one of us.
It's Christmas Day.
Here we are, underneath the Christmas tree with your transistor radio tonight. The Zombies is 2 and 6. She's not there. She's underneath her own Christmas tree.
Well, no one told me about her, but she's not there.
She's not there. It's the Zombies, and we're here. We're right here at Audio 79 WQXI Atlanta. 4 minutes past 12 o'clock. It's 4 past 12. 26 degrees in Atlanta. Ooh, it's cold.
Wonderful, WQXI.
Oh, hello there. At 5 minutes past 12 o'clock on your Tom and Paul Collins Show, feeling a little bit better tonight, huh? Oh, we got a brand new secret word for you between now and tomorrow night until somebody guesses it, huh? If you're the first to say it, you'll win $7.90 in Quixie cash, and then we add another brand new secret word. 5 minutes past 12 o'clock, time for the wedding. Going up to Tangertown 2013 on today's brand new survey. Ave Maria, it's the wedding with Julie Rogers on Audio 79.
W-U-N-Y, the station with the happy
difference. 8 minutes past 12 o'clock, it's 8 past 12 on your Tom and Paul Collins Show. That's the time for a holiday reminder to keep your Christmas tree in order. And use only flame-proof decorations. We gotta stop fires.
Have you seen the big WQXI Quixie Merry Christmas outdoor billboard signs in metropolitan Atlanta? As the signs say, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us at WQXI. There are 30 such signs all over metro Atlanta. Can you find them all? To the first three people submitting the most complete list of their locations, WQXI will award each $25 Quixie cash. Deadline is midnight, December the 27th. One entry per person, please. Address to Signs, WQXI, Atlanta 5.
Oh, yeah, it's the Christmas spirit, huh? And of course, last night, Thursday night, WQXI had their Christmas party. And I and Paul and I had to leave a little bit earlier than everybody else, but they were passing out the gifts. We tried to buy a gift for somebody else. And I just got mine tonight, and I'd like to thank Paul Drew very much. He gave me a bottle of Canoe.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
Why, oh, you're in England, Paul.
Without you.
It's Elvis Presley. He claims it.
But I have a blue Christmas.
With all the Christmas cards coming in this year. Look, Tom and I have been getting lots and lots of cards, and we'll thank everybody, you know, individually for the card they've sent us, but right now, and we'll probably say this again some other time, we got a card that must be 50 feet long.
It's a good 40 feet long. Anyway, it ran from the studio door all the way back to the lounge when we unfolded it.
And I forgot to bring it with me tonight to read the names, but I remember the three of the names, Susan, Diane, and Sarah were three of the names. There was one other name, and I can't remember.
Her last name was very unusual, too. Threadgill, I think.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, anyway, it was an amazing card. You wouldn't believe it. It's the Tiger Twins at 11 minutes past 12 o'clock on Quixie.
This is Lieutenant C.J. Strickland of the Atlanta Police Department Detective Bureau. During the Christmas shopping season, many pickpockets roam the streets and department stores looking for unsuspecting victims. The easiest prey for these pickpockets are women. Pickpockets find pocketbooks easy to open without the knowledge of their victims. I would advise women carrying pocketbooks to carry them by the clasp instead of by the carrying strap. This makes access to the pocketbook very difficult.
WQXI.
12 minutes past 12 o'clock. It's 12 past 12 on a Friday night. We'll still be a date night for another 18 minutes, but at 12:30 we officially have to call it a Saturday morning, and that's time to get her home.
dance your last dance there, Friday girls. The party's over.
And it's too cold to continue dancing outside anyway.
Yeah, it's 15 past 12. Here's the full word for you.
Living in the weekend.
Oh, for a wonderful weekend right before Christmas week. Fair and cold tonight. At least it's getting cold. Fair continued cold Saturday and Saturday night. Sunday partly cloudy and warmer. Low tonight, 14 degrees. Ooh, that's cold. High Saturday, 38 degrees. That's not so warm. Low Saturday night, 18. And high Sunday, 45 degrees.
The shadow of the earth will continue to move across the face of the moon, and the eclipse will end by approximately 12:14. So it must have ended about a minute ago. I didn't see it. I didn't take the time to look for it. I'm ashamed of myself.
I was too busy listening to Paul's show.
Yeah, light of radar now, all clear. Barometer 30.61 and unsteady. Winds are north at 7 miles an hour. Humidity 67%. Atlanta temperature 26 degrees.
Okay, I'm going to go on outside and take a look at the eclipse. Just don't close the door behind me.
Okay? While you're out there, Tom, I'm going to lock that door. Throw away the key.
Let's lock the door.
Stanley Americans, let's lock the door and throw away the key.
Wonderful.
Lock ourselves in a little closet here.
I'd like to keep the key handy, though. I think I saw her while there was a light coming in.
Would you
was
like
open.
To help a needy family this Christmas? Then listen to Open Line at 11 o'clock Monday night. Would you like to give a toy to a less fortunate child this Christmas? Then don't miss Open Line Monday at 11 o'clock here on WQXI.
Go get him, Tiger.
Yeah, it'll be Tim Dolman with Open Line Monday night at 11 o'clock, as he is every night, 11 o'clock every Monday through Thursday.
He's the king at 11 o'clock, but who's the king, really?
Elvis Presley, huh?
Well, if he is or if he isn't, yes or no, is Elvis the king? Your answer may win you a copy of his brand new album, Rouseabout. Full details tomorrow night on Quixie's Paul Drew Show.
Coming up shortly, the Beatles will be wishing you a very Merry Christmas, as I'm sure you're wishing the Beatles a Merry Christmas.
Right, yeah, right here in Dixie, where it's very cold outside, 26 degrees at the airport, about 27 degrees at our Northside studio.
It's Chuck Jackson. Since I don't have you. Hit though, Chuck, huh? Since I Don't Have You by Chuck Jackson is 2 and 7 at our Tiger Top 20. It was 2 and 1 for a while, remember?
Oh, I certainly do. 22 minutes past 12 o'clock on the Tom and Paul Collins Show. You got 8 minutes before it officially becomes Saturday morning,
yes,
so it's still a Friday night date night.
Yeah, we stretch Friday out just a little bit, you know, so we can have a little more fun.
This is Quixie's Paul Drew, the first DJ to give away copies of the brand new album, Beatles 65.
I'm a loser.
Here's all you have to do to win a copy from Quixie. Send your original Christmas card to the Beatles in care of WQXI. The Quixie contest judges will select the 100 most unique and original cards and will deliver them personally in England on Christmas Eve to the Beatles.
This happened once before.
And if yours is chosen, you will also win a copy of the new album, Beatles 65.
One day.
All entries become the property of WQXI and the contest ends midnight this Sunday. So hurry now to send your original Christmas card to Beatles, WQXI, Atlanta 30305.
And you'd better hurry too. Paul will be leaving on Sunday. He'll be leaving Monday, actually, Monday morning to go to England and join the Beatles for Christmas.
4 o'clock in the morning, man. Yeah. Oh, I hate to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Cornell last night, 79. Columbia, 73.
I think
Maryland.
You meant you'd hate to be up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Paul.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
I'd hate to be up at 4. Yeah. Maryland over Wake Forest, 82-64. St. Joseph to Philadelphia put away Baldwin Wallace, 111-69. Evansville Invitational Tournament, Louisiana State, 88. Denver, 0-2. So I must have been 62 or something. Milwaukee Invitational, UCLA 61, Marquette 52.
It was Virginia Tech Invitational with North Carolina putting away Mississippi State 84-80 at the Vanderbilt Classic. Oklahoma put away Florida. Oklahoma State 60, Florida State 56.
Let's go now. Rock it away.
Here's another quickie, quick hit. Ready to rock it.
Sounds of a cooler car, and it's a Quixie quick hit downtown. I've been riding around downtown lately looking at some of... Why, look, I was running around the other day, and there were a bunch of people standing there pointing up at a building.
Oh,
looking at the Christmas decorations. Have you seen any lovely decorations
Christmas
downtown?
Christmas time, 1964. Caroling, mistletoe, holly, gift-giving, decorating the tree. decorating homes and stores. WQXI urges its listeners to drive around Metro Atlanta often during the holiday season to view the gaily decorated homes and stores. Some are beautiful sights to behold. And Quixie invites you to phone us at 231-2970 and give us the names and addresses of the more beautifully decorated homes and stores. A guide for all to follow in viewing Christmas Atlanta 1964.
Hey, when you're driving around downtown looking for some of the decorations and things, be careful, huh? Don't weave all around the expressway.
No, that's one of the main problems in driving the new expressway.
That and women drivers.
Well, they two of a kind, you know.
Yeah, women drivers and tattoos and people who weave all around the expressway.
I don't look for decorations.
You don't look for... What do you look for?
I get decorations.
The trouble, you look for all the girls on the side of the expressway. That's it, Pat. Well, you should be in a different lane. Get there before it's too late, huh? Your Atlanta Traffic and Safety Council urges you to plan your next exit before you enter the new high-speed expressways. Know where you're going and get there safely. Roy Orbison. Orbison on Audio 79, WQXI in Atlanta, and your Todd and Paul Collins Show, the winter wonderland of the South. It's 12:31, Quixie News headlines time. President Johnson proposes the United States and other interested nations go ahead with plans to build a sea-level waterway across Central America. The president dedicates the national Christmas tree in a televised ceremony last night. The Organization for African Unity votes to ask the UN Security Council to condemn the United States-Belgium air rescue operations in the Congo. Quixie weather for Metro Atlanta, fair and cold tonight. Fair continued cold Saturday and Saturday night. Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer. Low tonight, 14 degrees. High Saturday, 38. Low Saturday night, 18. High Sunday, 45. It's currently 26 degrees.
Hear it first on WQXI.
Here are the Beatles. It's 8 days a week, a Quixie exclusive. It's a Beatle exclusive on Audio 79, 8 days a week, and on the top five at five yesterday afternoon, Friday afternoon, 8 days a week, tied with Love Potion number 9 for 2 and 4. 25 minutes before 1 o'clock, the Tacky Twins with Hits to Hit Till 6.
More music, more often, on W790, the station that listens to you, QXI.
Hold what you got, Joe Tex.
You had the better.
You better hold what you've got. Hey, and on Christmas Day, something for you to keep near and hold on to is your transistor radio or any other radio you've got. Of course, keep it on Audio 79 for on Christmas Day, a very special gift for you and your entire family. You'll hear a factual recreation of that first day that changed the course of the world. The first Christmas Day. You'll hear it as it actually happened nearly 2,000 years ago. Christmas Day, all day on WQXI, and that's not far away, is it?
Oh, I know how long it is till Christmas.
Uh-huh.
4 more shopping days.
That's all. 4 more shopping days until Christmas, so be sure to get your Christmas shopping done immediately, huh?
Hello, Mrs. Brown. Yes, the doctor can see you today.
The Medical Association of Georgia says heart disease is a general name for more than 20 different heart conditions and ailments. Any of these can be serious, but medicine has accomplished much to help heart patients to live normal lives. The Medical Association of Georgia says don't worry about your heart and have regular medical checkups. It'll protect you and promote good health. For Georgia.
In the beginning of that commercial, your phone rings, the nurse picks it up and says, oh, hello, Mrs. Brown. Yes, the doctor can see you. They give Mrs. Brown a chance to talk. Now, I think everybody should give someone calling you a chance to talk. For example, if your phone was ringing, you'd pick it up, let them talk first, wouldn't you? I mean, you might miss out on something good like this, you know.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, will you?
Yeah.
I think I'll answer all the rain bullets,
very, very close. Very hard thing to do.
I can imagine.
Give a great big kiss. It's a brand new Quixie instant hit for the Shangri-Las here at your Todd and Paul Collins Show. Good morning to you. We have to officially call it a Saturday morning now. It's no longer a Friday night date night, and you should have had her home 8 minutes ago. It's 18 minutes before 1 o'clock. Shivering. Baby, it's cold outside.
Right, 28 degrees, 26 degrees on the south side, 28 here at Quixie Studios. It's 18 minutes before 1 o'clock, time for a holiday reminder. Are you up late tonight putting your tree up, huh? will keep your tree in water and use only flame-proof decorations. Stop fires.
1964 passed like a bolt of lightning, quick as a flash. Remember the big hit songs of this past year? Remember the big stories in the news in 1964? WQXI's Encore 64 contest pays Quixie cash to lucky listeners who remember 64 best. Keep that dial on Audio 79 and win.
An opportunity for you to win on our Encore 64 contest this morning beginning at 8 o'clock on the Sam Hale Show.
Who were some of yesterday's winners, Tom?
On our Encore 64 game for yesterday, John Stern, Karen Sparks, Vicki Strickland, and Chuck Jones, all winners of $7.90 in Quixie cash.
Congratulations. It's 2:14 on our Tiger Top 20. Ode to the Little Brown Shack. I'm back.
Forget.
And tell her Johnny said goodbye.
Tell her Johnny said goodbye. Come on now. Please.
Going for a low of 14 tonight. 14 degrees in our city of Atlanta. Now 26 degrees at the airport and at our Northside studios is 28 degrees. And we're the Tiger Twins on a very cold Saturday morning or Friday night. Are you in the Christmas spirit yet, huh? Well, to help you, the Lakeshore High School Music Department will present a Christmas concert on Monday night, December 21st, 8 o'clock at the Briarcliff High School cafeteria. The concert is open to the public without any admission charge. How can you beat that? Last night, boys basketball games in the Atlanta area. North Fulton put away O'Keefe 64-42. It was Lakeshore over Walter George 76-55. GMA put away Sylvan 56-53. Avondale put away Campbell of Smyrna 64-57. It was Druid Hills over Briarcliff 48-46. Cross Keys 47. Southwest DeKalb 44. And St. Pius put away Bass 67-54.
Hi, this is Quixie's Paul Drew, and here they are. 1964's biggest hit, all passing in review. Hear this year's best featured every night during December.
Because I love you.
On the Paul Drew Show.
Nine minutes now before 1 o'clock. It's 9 before 1, and time for a safety reminder. Never leave children alone in your house. Stop forest fires. Stop fires and save lives. Bobby Vincent, Mr. Lonely. Bobby, my heart cries for you, and I wish maybe you could go back home, too. Bobby Vincent on the Tiger Top 20, Mr. Lonely. It's 2:12. It wouldn't be so lonely if you could come home and spend the holidays at home. Merry Christmas from your Tom and Paul Collins Show. Everybody. Yeah. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody, from your Tom and Paul Collins Show back in 5 at 1 from Quixie with all the Merry Christmas holiday happening.
This is WQXI News at 12:55. The big story of the hour. Dr. King arrives at Atlanta tonight. Details will follow. New Orleans, a threatened waterfront strike at Eastern Gulf Coast ports is delayed at least 3 weeks as a result of an agreement reached at New Orleans. Longshoremen and the New Orleans Steamship Association agree to extend the wage negotiations to January 11. Moscow, the Soviet newspaper Izvesta, says the idea of a NATO nuclear force has practically been given the go-ahead signal. The article says what is important is that the force, whether it is to be the British or the American version, will supply West Germany with nuclear weapons. Saigon, Vietnamese military sources says a shakeup is coming in the army, even though it may increase government opposition from the powerful Buddhists. 9 senior army generals and about 30 colonels are reportedly going to be purged from the military. Seoul, comedian Bob Hope and his USO Christmas troupe brave freezing temperatures in a snowstorm tonight to appear before American soldiers in Korea. About 2,000 GIs jam a field house in Seoul to see the show. It's also transmitted by television into communist North Vietnam, Korea. Hope is scheduled to visit South Vietnam. Denver, Colorado, white civil rights worker John Perdue of Denver says he'll marry a Negro girl and return to Georgia. Perdue is once accused of fomenting insurrection in Georgia during racial troubles in America. He said he will marry 19-year-old Amanda Bowen in Denver next week. Then the couple plan to return to Georgia to continue work with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Atlanta tourists are complaining that swindles are going on again at gambling tables in Georgia. Public Safety Director Lowell Connor says his department has received two such complaints. Authorities say they're cheated of their money at gambling games. Governor Sanders orders a crackdown on clip joint operators, and these are the first reports since that action, according to Connor. Atlanta looking for a collector's item? Try getting a hold of one of those Christmas cards sent out by Governor Carl Sanders. They had the word Goldwater neatly fitted in a foliage sketched above a picture of the governor's mansion. One man phoned and offered Sanders' press aide, John Harper, one of the cards for $5. Sanders has taken all the cards in good humor and reports that a charitable organization may get the rest of the cards for the printing plate. Norcross, one person is killed, four injured, two of them seriously, in a two-car collision near Norcross this afternoon. The victim is Mary Ann Kinsey of Atlanta. The injured, three of them taken to the Jones Clancy Hospital in Duluth, are Clifford Buse, his wife Joyce, described in satisfactory condition, and Linda Johns in very serious condition. Karen McKean, 16-year-old Dorville girl, goes to Emory Hospital in Atlanta. She's listed in serious condition. Police say one of their cars comes from a side road and smashes into the other vehicle, cutting it in half. The accident happened on U.S. 23, about midway between Norcross and Duluth. Los Angeles, the University of California's Board of Regents, refuses to surrender its broad powers of control over political activity at the Berkeley campus. By taking this stand at a meeting in Los Angeles today, the Regents refuse to bow to the demands of the free speech movement, which has had the Berkeley school in an uproar. The Regents also makes a strong demand for law and order in view of recent demonstrations and sit-ins. The White House, President Johnson says it's time to plan in earnest for a new sea-level waterway to replace the Panama Canal. The president's announcement also says the United States has suggested to the Panama the negotiation of an entirely new treaty concerning the present canal. Such a treaty will replace the 1903 pact under which Panama granted the United States perpetual rights to the canal. The president says the new treaty should recognize Panama's sovereignty. The big story of the hour and Atlanta's weather follow this message.
This is Mickey Mantle, telling Americans in uniform, wherever you are, that back home we remember. We're going to prove it by giving to USO through the United Fund or Community Chest. We're going to make sure USO keeps on serving you.